about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Well, it's actually, if you call 94 degrees pleasant, it is. It's 94 degrees at the Elk City Mezzanette, and that's pleasant compared to the last 2 days, as far as I'm concerned. Southwest winds at 17 miles an hour, gusting up to 24. The heat index is 95, and the humidity is 34. And let's see what's happening around the state with our listening area with temperatures. Elk City is the warmest at 94. Everybody else is in the, actually, Altus is 80 degrees. I don't know if that's true or not, but it's showing 80 degrees on the Mezzanette. Shamrock, you're coming in there at 90. And, it's just pretty good morning out there. We have some chances of rain today, tonight, tomorrow, and then back to the summer of Oklahoma and Texas coming back. Man, it just don't look good. But, man, they're showing after next 7 or 8 days that things are going to change up. And then you get on the Mezzanette page on Facebook, and they're showing bad news for the next 3 months. So, anyway, take it however you want, but it just don't look too good after the next couple of weeks. Dry, warm. Especially up in the northwest towards Arnett and Woodward, they're going to be the driest the next 90 days. So, anyway, we'll keep you up to date what's going on with that. There is all kinds of things happening out there because of the heat. Yep, I just got one in from Altus. It is 80 degrees at Altus, and it's raining. Let me open this up. And it's because it's raining. All right. I guess you guys are getting some rain down there. I didn't even look at the radar. Let's check out the radar real quick and see what's happening. And sure enough, it's raining down there. Wow. It's raining north of here. I didn't even check the radar this morning. That shows you how far I've came today. But anyway, great. You guys, Greer County's getting some rain. Harmon, you're getting some rain. Altus, it's up there in a little bit into Kiowa. Good news. Sorry, I wasn't doing my job. I didn't even think it was supposed to be raining this morning, but it's noon, so there it is. Thank you for updating me on that. I guess I'm just Custer City, 76 and raining. Wow, you guys are, congratulations. It's not raining here. So anyway, I got some important information to put out this morning. The Beckham County Rural Water District number 1, which is in Carter, is asking all of its customers to conserve water due to the record-setting temperatures causing pumps to run continuously. Officials say if a customer has any questions, to call 580-486-3211. 486-3211. Mr. Hargis, he just texted in that they're mowing the grasshoppers. If anything good came out of that fire down there on the Salt Fork of the Red River at Mangum, it burned a lot of grasshoppers. That might be the only good thing that happened out of that deal. But I called the FSA office down there this morning, and they haven't had anybody come in yet talking about any cattle losses or fencing or anything. And as soon as I hear something from them, I'll keep you people up to date on checking with your FSA office if you need any help or assistance with any fencing or cattle loss. But I haven't heard anything yet, so, and they haven't either. So all quiet is good on a situation like that, but unless they don't have the information, but I'm sure people do. Anyway, let's check out the markets real quick. Let's go start with the futures on grains. And let me update it. And there she's updated. September, everything's in the red today except for hard red winter wheat. Corn is for September is 584. December's 582. March is 588. Soybeans, August 1426. September's 1325. November's 1311. And January's 1318. Soybean meal for August is $434.60 for a short ton. October's $387.80. Soybean oil, August 59.05 cents a pound. September's 57.75 and October's 56.98. Hard red winter wheat future September $8.77 a bushel. December's $8.84. Oats is at $4.73 a bushel for September. December's $4.58. And cotton is at 1.0038 cents a pound for October on the future market. Let's check out some cash grain prices in Oklahoma and Texas at the elevators real quick. And we got, what do we got? Hard red winter wheat. Cash price, $8.18 a bushel. Corn is at $7.19, Milo's at $6.12, and soybeans are at $14.10 a bushel. And there you go. So let's see what's happening in the world right now. Soybeans and grains were lower in overnight tradings on prospects for improved weather next week. Rainfall is forecast for some areas, including parts of North Dakota, Minnesota, Nebraska, throughout the weekend, said Don Kinley, an agriculture meteorologist for Maxar. Precipitation is also expected in the northern areas of the Midwest this weekend, and rain is expected in the central and southern Corn Belt next week. In the Delta region, rain is forecast for southern areas tonight and tomorrow before it turns dry again. It's been dry in much of the Corn Belt in the past 7 days, as little to no rain has fallen in much of Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, and western Missouri, according to the National Weather Service precipitation page. Much of South Dakota and southern Minnesota also have seen little rain in the past week. Steel crops at the start of the week were in decent shape. About 64% of the U.S. corn was rated good or excellent at the start of the week, unchanged from last week. And that's according to the USDA. 6% was in the dough stage, behind the prior five-year average pace of 7%, and 37% was silking versus the normal 48% for this time of the year. I have been reading articles here and there and everywhere about the extreme heat and the silking and the pollen, and some of it, I guess some of it's starting to pollinate up there, and that's not a good thing. That's not a good combination. So hopefully the temperatures cool down and they get a good pollination on their corn. 61% of soybeans earned top ratings as of Sunday. That's down 1 percentage point from the previous week. 14% were setting pods, and that's behind the 19% average, and 48% of the crop was blooming, and of course that's behind the normal 55%. The U.S. spring wheat crop was seeing lofty conditions as 71% was in good or excellent condition. That's up a point from last week. Only 11% had earned top ratings at this point last year, as you guys know. Remember, last year there was an extreme drought up there. About 68% is headed, and that's below the normal 90% for this time of the year due to delays in the planting. Soybean futures for November delivery lost 19 and a quarter cents to $13.13 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal declined $1.90 to $389 a short ton, while soybean oil futures were down 1.49 cents to 56.11 cent a pound. Corn futures for December delivery fell a quarter of a penny to $5.79¾ a bushel. Wheat for September delivery lost 5¼ cents to $8.14¾ a bushel, while Kansas City futures declined 3¾ cents to $8.66¾ a bushel. Ethanol productions rises for the first time in over a month and a half, and which is good. It's increased production in 7 days. It ended on July 15th. Rose to an average of 1.034 million barrels a day. That's up from the 1.005 million barrels a day. And, of course, in the Midwest, they produce much of the United States ethanol. Output jumped from 944,000 barrels to 973,000 barrels. The Gulf Coast went from 23 to 26,000 barrels. And East Coast production, meanwhile, fell from 12,000 barrels, or from 13,000 barrels to 12,000. In the USDA, in its monthly report this week, expects 5.375 billion bushels of corn to be used to make ethanol in the 22-23 marketing year. This starts coming up here in about a month and 2 weeks at September 1st. So it's pretty much unchanged from last year, according to the USDA. Heat advisories will be in effect for eastern Oklahoma and much of Arkansas as temperatures run well into triple digits again this afternoon. In the eastern half of Oklahoma, heat indexes today are forecast to be as high as 108 degrees. The combination of hot temperatures and high humidity will create a dangerous situation which heat illness will be possible. And that goes for humans and animals alike. In central Arkansas, values will reach 110 degrees this afternoon. Further north into central Iowa, thunderstorms may roll through this evening and into tomorrow throughout the weekend, though the threat of severe weather is very low. Heat indexes in the area may reach as high as 105 degrees this weekend in Iowa. Again, Beckham County Rural District Number 1 in Carter is asking customers to conserve water due to record-setting temperatures causing pumps to run continuously. Got any questions? Call 580-486-3211. Well, one of my buddies from Elk City that creeps around on Facebook pages all over the world, not just the United States, he found a pretty cool picture of some black cattle eyeballing a nest. It looks like ostrich eggs to me. They're too big to be turkey eggs. And he put on there that, you know, this is how cows have babies. They hatch their babies. And I posted that on the KCLFM page if you want to check it out. I haven't had any takers yet actually believe in it, but there's been close calls. But it's pretty humorous. But believe me, somebody is going to actually think it's real. So I'm waiting for that person to comment on the Facebook page about that. But it is pretty humorous that, you know, a lot of people in the big cities are naive to what actually goes on out here in the and I'm not dogging on the city people. I got sisters and cousins and friends and everything living there. But if you haven't been raised on a farm, sometimes common sense about animals just ain't there. So anyway, pretty humorous. So anyway, when we get back, we're gonna be talking about cattle. OCA convention's coming up starting tomorrow, I believe. I got an article up on it. And a matter of fact, I called Lori Campbell yesterday at RMET because she'd been awful quiet the last month or so, and I was worried about her. I didn't know if she was mad at me or what, but she talked to me, so she's not mad at me. But she just, you know, summers are busy times for families, and just get lost in the flow of things. So anyway, we'll talk about the OCA, and then she might take notes this weekend at that deal in Norman and see if there's anything that would need to be passed along to all you cattlemen out there. And anyway, we'll be back after this. It's the Day in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle shooter hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I knew I was probably going to try to get a hold of Mickey, and I had been shopping and had the prices. So I had shopped previously before Mickey showed up at the office, and I told him that. And he understood, and he said he wanted to give it a shot. And so he did, and his prices were right. And his coverage was as good or better than some of the stuff I was shopping. And so that was an easy decision for me because I'd already done the legwork on the other end, but I had been to their places. He shows up at my barn. And so when he was even a little bit cheaper on some stuff the same, it was an easy decision for me because you got a guy there wanting your business. My name's Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel. They're built better. They're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18 ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246. 303-4246.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, July 15th. 2,147 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 356 brought 202. 3 at 477 brought 178. 4 at 560 brought 149. 5 at 640 brought 169. 10 at 761 brought 165. 11 head of heifers at 383 brought 180. 6 at 472 brought 166. 7 at 579 brought 158.50. 10 at 627 brought 144.50. 5 at 768 brought 148. Butcher cows were 5 to 86. Butcher bulls brought 2 to 112. Bred cows were 510 to 1150. Pairs brought 800 to 1760. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Today in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
One of my friends texted me a picture of a International track tractor plugged in. It's electric tractor, or it appears to be anyway, and it's plugged into a windmill plowing ground. I'm not biting into it, but anyway, since we are into this drought and this high temperatures, for the exception of today and tomorrow, North Fork is asking everybody to conserve electricity, especially during peak hours, which usually run in the middle of the afternoon up till about 7 or 8 o'clock in the afternoon. And so for all you people out there in my listening area that's got electric tractors and electric combines and electric feed trucks, you guys need to unplug them and not be using the electricity during peak hours. I'm just letting you know. I mean, I know there's a lot of them in this area. Anyway, so put your solar panel on your tractor and go that direction, but unplug that electricity and save us some money, would you? But anyway, let's check out the livestock report on the futures, if I can get to it. There we go. Here we go. Live cattle for August. Live cattle and feeder cattle all down today. Lean hogs are down just a little bit. August is 135.70. October is 140.72. December is 146.12. And live cattle for February is at 150.67. Feeder cattle for August, 177.40. Feeder cattle for September is 180.52. Lean hogs, August 116.60, October 96.17, and lean hogs for December is at $86.37. Well, let's check out what happened at Hobart yesterday real quick. And I think I saved that picture, but if not, I can get to it pretty quick. The feedlots or the sale barns are doing an awesome job of posting their stuff on Facebook as soon as the sales are over. So if you can get on Facebook and you're wanting to know what's happening, they're usually done within, from 4 days, 4 hours to the next day. So it's pretty good. So at Hobart yesterday, down there where the big time Rex Fleming runs that operation down there, these looks like we have in the 300 to 400 pound range, they had some averaging 365, brought a up to 206, average was 195. The 4 to 5 pound, 500 pound range, 469 was the average. Looks like they were bringing up to $1.94, $1.76.20 was the average price on them. 5 to 6 weights, 563 average, 161 average price. Some of them were bringing up to almost $1.80. 6 to 700 on the steers, 643 average weight. Brought up to $1.55, and let's get down to the heifers here. They had some in the 3 to 4 range. They had some that averaged 3.51, brought $1.65. 4 to 5 range was bringing $1.47. 5 to 6 range was $1.65. Cows, obviously the cattle slaughter cows are down a little bit, but they're still in the 70 cent range. Looks like he has some that average weight was almost 1200 pounds, but they averaged around $76 per hundred weight. And the bulls, $97.50 was the highest average price on them, was $88.20 per hundred weight. And he looks like he had some pairs averaging anywhere between $1,100 and $1,435 a pair, and that was at the Hobart Stockyards yesterday. Happening right now in Woodward at the barn up there is the feeder calf sale going on. I'll have results for that for you tomorrow here in the big town, Elk City Livestock Auction will be going on, and we'll have information coming in from Brandon on that. Saturday, the Hollis Sale Barn will be happening down at Hollis, Oklahoma in Harmon County. And then we have the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction going on at East Clinton there on I-40. That'll be happening Monday. So if you need anything to go to Elk City or Clinton, give Mr. Brandon Hickey a call, and that man will take care of you, I promise you. So that's what's happening in there. Let's see what's happening on the text line. We got a Texas phone number here, which is nothing unusual. But now that the conversation, I do see one that says it's raining north of Foss, which is good. And electric tractors, he thought that was funny. So, okay, in from Texas, Jimmy, I enjoy your show. Will you please send me the name and where to get the garden spray that you were talking about the other day you were doing the test on your garden? Thanks for the part-time farmer rancher over here on the Texas side. I sure will. I'll text it to you after the show if you don't mind. Anyway, if anybody's getting, are you guys getting big rains out there? What's happening? Is it just showering? What do we got going on out there? And when I'm in the rate, my office is in the lower level. I'm low man on the totem pole. Me and Sean Wilson, they isolate us from the rest of the employees here at the radio station. And so we don't know what's going on out there until I get done with the show. I don't even look out hardly. But anyway, if you're getting some nice rains, let me know. I'd appreciate it. We'll pass the joy on with the other listeners out here that aren't getting any rains. So anyway, when I come back, I want to talk about the OCA. I got the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast coming up later in the show. I did get to go visit them yesterday, and I did walk in there, and I'm telling you, their selection of guns in there, rifles, pistols, you name it, and hunting accessories is unbelievable in there. You wouldn't think something like that would be out in Western Oklahoma, but it is. It's wonderful. Just anyway, I'm not going to say I did or did not buy nothing there. I can't say that on radio because you guys know I'm married. And so, but I did get some new boots. I got me some new Twisted X boots. I will tell you that much. Anyway, so anyway, you guys ever get a chance to go down to Hobart Farm and Garden, you pull in there. They got deer feeders. They got those metal cookers out there. They got grills over the top of them. They got plumbing parts. It's a big hardware store on the inside. They got panels. They got head gates. They got everything. Then you walk into the paradise back there in that back room. And it's paradise if you're an outdoorsman and like hunting and fishing, or not necessarily fishing, but hunting. It's awesome. They got lots of ammo, the whole nine yards working back there. And go see those guys. Great set of guys that work in there. And I think they're all brothers. I'm not from down in that area. I know a lot of people from down in there, but pretty sure at least looking by me just looking at them, there's at least three brothers that work in there. So if anybody wants to correct me on that, the text is line is 580-225-9697. We'll be right back after this.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, July 18th. 1,971 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 297 brought 229. 13 at 480 brought 174. 12 at 660 brought 173. 13 at 808 brought 166. 10 at 909 brought 149. 16 head of heifers at 285 brought 164. 8 at 491 brought 156.75. 3 at 678 brought 131. 8 at 775 brought 153. 4 at 834 brought 145. Butcher cows were 20 to 93. Butcher bulls brought 60 to 93. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
We strive in our cow herd for high efficiency cattle. We want lots of gain with low input. That's what we strive for. We want our customers to be able to wean the biggest calf without putting much money into that. We try to prove that through our commercial herd, and then if they prove themselves there, then we make them registered and we chase those bloodlines. Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
With spring planting wrapping up and early summer harvest now underway, have peace of mind knowing you can depend on Western Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, to keep you in the field and running efficiently. With over 100 fully equipped service trucks, we will meet you wherever you are, whenever you need us, with zero unexpected fees or surcharges to worry about. Also, don't forget about our $99 inspections available when bringing in multiple machines. Call your local Western Equipment location today, and we'll have a truck headed your way.
The Day in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
All right. I'm going to check this radar out real quick and see. Man, there's just all kinds of rain going on everywhere out there, isn't there? Except right where my farm's at. Yeah, that's the way it rolls. But hey, congratulations to the rest of you. I mean, there's a big old line stretching up through Altus and into parts of Harmon County. It looks like almost all of Greer County's under a cloud. I don't know if it's all raining. And then north and east of Elk City, lots of good rain, and looks like there's even more out there in the Panhandle. According to the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet, we have 92 degrees, humidity's 37, winds here are 6 miles an hour. according to the Elk City Mezzanette, we got 93 with a heat index at 93, and winds are out of the south-southwest at 21 miles an hour with gusts up to 26. Yes, that's a lot of difference in the wind here at the studio, but if you know where the Mezzanette is out there, west of Elk, north and west of Elk, it's setting on top of a hill pretty close to all those towers, so you're going to get all that you can. Looks like we got a 30% chance of storms today, 100% in some areas, and again 20% tonight. And I'll have your Long Ranger coming up for you, provided by Hobart Farm and Garden, here in about 6 or 7 minutes. Where to start with? I got so much to talk about today that I can't even cover it all in the show. So let's start with this little item that happened out in New Mexico. Tyson is ordered to pay millions in damage to a big cattle producer out there. A jury in New Mexico court has awarded a cattle producer a multi-million dollar judgment against Tyson Fresh Meats Incorporated over a contract dispute. A final judgment entered by the U.S. District Court Judge Margaret Strickland ordered Tyson to pay more than $2.5 million in actual damages and another $8 million in punitive damages to Zia Agriculture Consultant LLC. Albuquerque-based Zia has sued Tyson in May of 2020, alleging the packer had breached a 2019 premium contract after it failed to pay $2.48 million. Zia was to provide several thousand head of premium cattle, which were suitable for Whole Foods Global Animal Partnership certified program and or non-hormone treated cattle, which is the NHTC. Tyson purchases, slaughters, and then packs the Global Animal Partnership certified cattle, which is almost exclusively sold to Whole Foods. According to the complaint, in late 2018 and early 2019, representatives of Zia, however that's pronounced, and Tyson agreed to a contract that assigned a premium to Zia-produced cattle. But when Zia began to deliver the cattle, the complaint says Tyson refused to pay the agreed upon price. Because Whole Foods is a key purchaser of the high-end cattle, and because Tyson packs a majority of Whole Foods premium cattle, Zia's ability to turn elsewhere to sell the cattle was very limited, the suit alleged. And almost done here. The jury found that Zia and Tyson did in fact have a contract, and that Tyson had breached the contract and implied promise of good faith and fair dealing while making a misrepresentation to Zia, according to the reenacted jury verdict form. Tyson's overall mismanagement of his supply chain and the timing of the delivery resulted in both significant losses for food and care, as well as increased death loss of premium cattle that were part of the contract. Due to the long production schedule and limited number of purchasers for the premium cattle, Zia had continued finishing the cattle on feedlots in an effort to mitigate any damages caused by Tyson's breach and recover costs. Well, no wonder Tyson and all those other guys were making so much money. They was messing people out on their contracts. And then, coming up, starting tomorrow, in Norman, Oklahoma, at the Embassy Suites and Convention Center, 70th Annual OCA Annual Convention and Trade Show. I'm excited about the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention, and it's a two-day event. There's lots going on. There's too much for me to talk about here on the show, but if you guys got, just go to Google Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and get on there, and it'll tell you everything that's going on. You don't want to miss that out on there. It's going to be too hot to be out there chopping cotton or hoeing peanuts. Just go do something fun with the wife. And, everybody goes to the lake, but not everybody goes to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association for a hot date with your wife for the weekend. So either that or, hey, the wife can take the husband to Norman for a hot date. How's that? So anyway, that's going on, and I'll have some updates on what happened and what was learned going on with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association next week when maybe Lori or somebody comes back and tells me all about it. Should be fun. And anyway, we'll got that going on. Well, when I come back, I got the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you, and we're going to talk about the benefits of early weaning beef calves, and this might be a good year to do it with the drought going on. And we're also going to talk about how to make a plan to make it through the winter if you get to, for everybody that holds on to their cattle through this fall. So I'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
From sunup till sundown, we know your irrigation equipment needs to be as hardworking as you, because we all know a farmer's job is never done. Valley is your strength in the field. We're the everyman brand. No matter your operational setup, we have the irrigation equipment and technology to move you forward. Valley products are built to last, easy to operate, and ahead of the curve. Durable, reliable, and built tough. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmandGarden.com. Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Anybody want to go see Casey Donahue this weekend at Sugar Creek Casino this Saturday? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give away two sets of tickets, which is two each. It's good for two each. I'm going to give away two sets to the first correct answers. The text in 580-225-9697. Text me your name in. And here's my question. On average, how many eggs does a Black Angus cow usually set on, and how many eggs do they usually set on to hatch out some calves? It could be 6, it could be 10, it could be 12 eggs that a cow sets on to hatch out their babies. If you'll text me in the correct answer and your name, I will give you a set of tickets out. I'm going to give two sets out today for the show. How many eggs does a Black Angus cow lay on to hatch? Set on. Lay on. These are tough eggs out there. So anyway, here's the Farm in Hobart's Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Currently, it is temperature's gone down. Must be some clouds out there now. 92 degrees heat index, 36% humidity. South winds at 17 miles an hour. Wind gust up to 24. Today, 99 for a high. 30% chance of thunderstorms. Tonight, 73 for a low. 20% chance of thunderstorms. After tonight, looks like our chances go away, according to the Oklahoma MesNet. 99 for a high tomorrow, so enjoy today and tomorrow because we're going back up into the triple digits after that. We got Saturday 101, Sunday 102, Monday 103, and that is your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Also, I did put the three-month forecast on moisture and heat on our Facebook page, KCOFM, provided to you by the Oklahoma MesNet, looking at the Long Ranger. Of course, it's a Long Ranger, and things can change. But they, Gary did say that there is a triple dip La Nina going on. So, not good. Triple dips, not good. Oh, man, that text line is lighting up. Well, let's have some fun and see what's happening. looks like Marissa, you want a set of tickets with the correct answer. And Tony, you want a set of tickets to go see Casey Donahue. And I'll put your names on there on these tickets. And anytime after here in a couple hours, you can stop by the station, pick them up today, this afternoon, or in the morning, come in the south entrance. Let's see, Chad Newton, man, you come in third. Sorry, but no tickets. Zero is the correct answer. Everybody got that right except for one person. I'm not even going to say his name. Seven? So anyway, everybody got it right except for this one person. And I guess they're saying it should be seven eggs is what a Black Angus cow usually sets or lays on for hatching out baby calves. So anyway, it's hard to hold a straight face on that. According to Mark Johnson, Oklahoma State University Extension beef cattle breeding specialist, long-term drought, May moisture, extreme heat, and prevailing south winds for the past several weeks have resulted in a flash drought. True, it's true. No fake news going on there. Many Oklahoma cow-calf operations and many Texas operations going on are facing the reality of depleted forage base right now. One potential solution is early weaning calves, which is what I'm doing or going to do. Early weaning calves has the primary benefit of improving the cow condition for rebreeding, especially when forage is limited. When the nutritional demands of the are removed by early weaning, there's a significant reduction, 15 to 20%, in the dietary energy needed by cows. Early weaning can instigate postpartum estrus, improve pregnancy rates, lower culling rates, and result in higher weaning weights and cow productivity in following years. Early weaning is the most beneficial in years when pasture production is inadequate to support herd nutrition requirements. From this standpoint of range management, it reduces the risk of overgrazing because, you know, even those baby calves out there weighing 200, 300, 400 pounds, they're eating. They're not as eating as much as their mamas, but they are eating, and it makes a difference. And according adds to the long-term health of the grazing system. The average age of beef calves weaned in the United States is a little over 7 months of age. Calves can be weaned as early as 60 days. However, this requires intensive calf management and is not practical under most ranch conditions. At 2 months of age, calves are still relying primarily on milk and consuming a small amount of forage. By 3 to 4 months of age, the rumen becomes functional and calves are capable of consuming significant amounts of forage. Best management practices for early weaning. The first 2 weeks post-weaning are the critical time for calves to overcome weaning stress, maintain health, and become independent by learning to consume feed. Manage according to the following. The lower the risk of health problems and promote cow or calf growth by giving proper vaccinations prior to weaning. Castrate and dehorn calves when given pre-weaning vaccinations. This will permit calves to deal with the stress while still nursing, and their mama's there to make them feel better. How's that? Fence line wean if possible. That's what we're getting ready to do. This eliminates stress by permitting calves to remain in the same pasture where they are familiar with feed, water, and shade, etc. The feed ration is critical because feed intake is initially low after weaning. It needs to be highly palatable, nutrient-dense, dust-free, and include a complete vitamin and mineral supplement. After calves are over the stress of weaning, they should begin to consume approximately 3% of their body weight in a high-quality feed each day. Feed intake variation of depressed appetite can indicate health problems. There you go. I think it's pretty cool. And here's what I've done. I took a feeder down here to SEI Agritech, and I got a couple thousand pounds of some creep feed for the calves, and this was early on in their stage. They were born in February, so I did this in April, and I let them eat all that down because it took them a while. But now, when I get ready to wean them here shortly, they know what that feed is, and I've seen them out there grazing. They're 350 to 400 pounds. I'm just guessing. Never was very good at that. Always pretty close, and I shouldn't have any problems. I'm gonna put those four troughs out there, put them some good quality hay out there, fence line wean them, and do it for 45 to 60 days. See what the market's doing, because nobody knows what this market's gonna do as far as calves are concerned. It could be a big home run, or it could be just break even on this deal. Because if we don't, hopefully we get some fall or some late summer rains like we're getting right now. There's nothing heavy going on out there from what I've seen, but let's just get some of those rains, and that'll give people hope of getting some early wheat pasture in, and then the calf prices should be pretty good. But we need some rain first, so we can't get that. That's the thing about farming and ranching. Everything is not necessarily on a guess, but it's on a big gamble what's going to happen, especially in the last 10 or 15 years with the weather doing what it's doing. Let's see here. We got on Cow-Calf Corner from OSU, Zach Johnson and Paul Beck, they're a couple of my favorite. I know you guys probably follow them a lot, especially on RFD TV, but there's that one that comes on Saturday mornings. But this is from Paul Beck. It's been a hot and dry summer. We know this, Paul. The maps from the mesonets below show that the last 30 days of Oklahoma has had less than 10% of our normal rainfall, and over two consecutive weeks of maximum temperatures in excess of 90 degrees. And as I pointed out yesterday, if you look on the mesonet down in Hollis, they're in first place with having 45, 46 days already in triple digits. And man, that's not great to be in first place on that deal, but they are in state Oklahoma. Worries about drought and how we are going to make it through the winter with limited or no stored forage has been a lot. Everybody has had it on their mind. It's eating on us. It's energy. It's time. There are some critical steps that need to be made in order for us to make it. And it's time to be thinking about it right now, not in October. I want you guys to think about this. Our first priority is to reduce the stocking rate of the ranch to a level that can be sustained through the rest of the summer into the fall. And I think a lot of you guys out there right now are doing it, because I've seen a lot of cows coming into the markets, no matter where we're at in Oklahoma or Texas Panhandle or even in Texas. A lot of calling's been going on to the slaughter cows. Well, the price is pretty decent. They were really good up till late last week, and they're dropping now, but they're still okay. And another thing, this ain't in Paul's deal, I don't think. I read through it, but I think one of the most important things is right now, if you've turned your bulls out in April or May or even in June, it's time to go ahead and get them preg checked. And this should give you a reason to get rid of some of your cows if they're not pregnant by now. Just go ahead and get rid of them. Don't say, I'll just hold her over till next year. She'll make a good mama. Get rid of her. Either just get rid of her, and then when things get better, replace her with something that's going to give you some money. It costs you money having cows on your place that don't have babies. They eating a percentage of, you know, you figure, what, 10 acres per cow in our area out here? So get rid of her. Get rid of all of them. If you're one of those operations that keeps or purchases stocker calves to utilize extra grass, this may be the time to sell calves early or send calves to a grow yard or feedlot. Using stocker calves as part of the normal stocking rate of the ranch allows producers to be flexible for drought and other adverse weather events. Many operations use 30 to 50% of their summer forage for stockers in normal years. When forage production is limited, these calves can be marketed, reduce the culling of the cow herd that may need to occur. Selling replacement heifers should be also considered. These females will not provide a marketable calf for well over a year. In this current circumstances, these cattle may be too large of a drain on your resource. And it's very true. And, I mean, I hate to get rid of some of the heifers I'm going to keep, but I'm thinking very seriously about doing it. And the cows that I do keep, hope they bring me some new heifers next year or the following year. We don't know how long this drought's going to persist. Nobody does. All they're doing is guessing. It's just a prediction on the weather. Cull cow herd to a number that you can afford to winter by getting rid of old cows, less productive cows, or cows that have higher nutrition requirements, like your big girls. They might produce your best calf, but they might also eat about half again as much as some of your other cows. Cows that are expected to calve in the fall will require more nutrients to keep them in a proper condition, and a higher level of nutrition equates to a higher cost of winter feeding. The number of cows remaining might be actual sustainable long-term carrying capacity for your operation. Cross-fence your farm now before you have to start feeding hay. You will be surprised how much forage growth you will have if you allow pastures to rest. Once you have the farm subdivided, you can utilize these pastures in a rotational grazing system in the future and may have additional benefit to increase pasture health. Instead of them cows hanging out over there in that one corner, they might have to go out there and actually work for a living and go out there and graze the rest of your pasture. Keep cows on a smaller area of your farm while you are feeding hay. This sacrifice will allow much of the ranch to rest and concentrate the nutrients from hay feeding. These steps may not be palatable because we may have to change the way we do things and may take more work than what we want to put in, or cost more than what we want to spend. Our goal should be to have an intact cattle operation, which we can get through this dry spell and through this winter. Man, the text line is still lighting up. Let's see what's happening around here. Let's see, because I know something. Oh, yeah. The gentleman that texted in the seven eggs is what the cows sit on. He also said it depends on what time the bull crows. All right. And then how much electricity does it take to turn a windmill? I don't have a clue. Now you're getting into something I don't know about. Is this a trick question? With Black Angus, it's the bull that sets on the nest. All right. What else we got here? We got a few more to go. It's raining in Butler. It's going to take a... And then what else we got here? Okay. I have a new winner, and it's going to be... I'll let you know. I'll text you your new winner. So, anyway... we got Willie Franklin will be preaching on Saturday at 5 o'clock in Durham, Church of Christ. All welcome.
It's on.
It's on!
ECO, Elk City.
Isolating at the White House, I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today tweeting that he's doing great